County Council opens its work session at 2 p.m. at the Colville Courthouse. To start, County Manager Bob Jasper said they will get his budget message and presentation.
There's a budget committee's recommendation, there's the auditor's recommendation, and I take all that, meet with the department heads, and make separate recommendations. So I'm just talking about my recommendations, though they're not all that different from the we were all pretty similar. I think they went for one more position than I did.
Jasper is recommending a 2014 budget at about $50.8 million, a 12% increase from the previous year. He said there are three major reasons for the increased spending.
We have a $1 million contract with the State Office of Courts to put in a new, to remodel the existing courthouse, Justice Center, and put in a new courtroom. They're kind of on the felony side, bursting at the seams. So we've got $1 million going on there, and what they'll do is pay us back over 8 to 10 year period. Then we've got a $1.9 million new roundabout at the Silver Creek exit, and that money's coming from, we had a redevelopment agency out there, and there's some leftover money, about $600,000-$700,000. We have applied, and our Council of Governments has approved that we can buy about $500,000 worth of right away. And then, of course, we rebudgeted $1.4 million tax increase from the current year because we didn't know that we could use it until it was way too late in the game to use it effectively.
He said in the years since the recession, the county has cut 22 positions. For this budget, he said they've added back 7 positions, including 2 that were frozen, just left vacant. County employees will also get a 1% cost of living increase and a 3% merit increase.
It's about $1.5 million.
Yeah, which you have to sustain then from here on out?
Yes. But, you know, we went out and salary surveyed. We looked at what everybody else is doing. Our goal, my goal, is to be able to recruit qualified people and to retain them. And as you saw in planning and other functions over the last couple of years, we've started losing people. They were going, some of our best planners, ones down in the valley working for a city, one went up to Canada. We feel like we need to stay within the marketplace. We need to pay what it takes to recruit and retain qualified people.
He said it's a nice change to have a budget that is comparatively good news.
It is so nice to do a budget where I'm not talking, debating as to which positions we lay off and which positions we cut. It's nice to be able to restore. Don't get me wrong, we're still well below where we were 4 years ago, but it's so nice to be able to restore money and positions and equipment, et cetera, to areas that we really think need, that we're having trouble maintaining service levels. And mostly that's in roads. The big increase in the budget is all related to roads. Most of it major maintenance, some new capacity like the roundabouts.
The council will also consider adopting a tentative budget for the county's Mountain Regional Water District. Jasper said that budget is seriously affected by this year's regional agreement with Part City, Summit Water, and the Weber Basin District.
We now have a long-term regional supply, most likely coming out of the Weber, but it allows us to wheel it back and forth between other providers. In essence, that agreement, Weber Basin is now responsible to make sure that we have the water that we need to for the region.
He said that paradoxically, the water district wants revenues, but they also want customers to conserve.
The district makes more revenue when it's really hot and dry and people water, but we would just as soon not make the money and not deliver the water. I mean, we have to draw it out of reservoirs and things like that. So it's not just about the financing. It's about, primarily in my mind, it's about making sure we effectively and conserve water. One of the reasons revenues go up when there's high usage is we have a very graduated scale that the more you use, the more you pay. So it's a progressive type scale. That's to discourage people from using water. We would love it if people would not be growing Kentucky bluegrass or those kinds of things and do more xeriscape.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.